Welcome to the Heart Matters Podcast with your host, Ibn Leon. Join us as we explore the intricacies of spirituality and self-improvement. Gain a fresh perspective on enhancing your spiritual, emotional, and mental well-being through the fusion of spirituality and self-improvement. Enjoy Ibn's engaging conversations with guests from diverse backgrounds. They share unique perspectives on personal growth and holistic health. From spiritual leaders to relationship experts, entrepreneurs to creatives, each episode delivers knowledge and inspiration. Tune in to the Heart Matters Podcast for profound conversations and practical advice, empowering you to live your best life. Chapter 5, Inspiring Stories. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Heart Matters Podcast. I am your host, relationship coach Lewis Morris. It is my belief that the vessel, meaning the heart, can only pour out that which it contains. Therefore, it is upon us to place those things that are good and beneficial into the heart in order to emanate them out into the world and attract those things and those people that will enhance our lives. We are back with another smart guest, and we only have smart guests on the program. We don't have any dumb people on the Heart Matters, fortunately. Yeah, Erica Anderson is here. Yeah, we're going to get into some things. Let me introduce Erica here. She is a mindset coach. We're going to have to talk about that because I don't know what that is. But, you know, I need to find out, you know, because I like to learn. She is a mindset coach and the founder of Inner Beauty Reigns. Inner Beauty Reigns is a platform that she teaches divorced moms how to heal, evolve, and thrive by cultivating personal power. She is also an author of 3 books. She's been busy. The first book is The Courage Manual, the 5-pillar framework to develop a courageous mindset. The second is the courage to walk away, which we might get into because, you know, I was, you know, let me dive, you know, let me go over here a little bit because I, you know, when I first saw Erica, I saw her on a live on Instagram. That was the first time that I saw her. She was on a live on Instagram and she was telling her story about what happened during her marriage. And I was riveted. I might have stayed for the whole live. I don't think I left. I was taken, you know. So, you know, we got in touch with each other a little while later. It took a while for me to like reach out to her and ask her, you know, if we could do something. But anyway, I don't know if she would like to share that story, but we'll see, right? And the third book is called Affirmations of Courage. Affirmations of Courage by Miss Erica Anderson. But more importantly, she is a divorced mom, and welcome Miss Erica Anderson to the Heart Matters, everyone. How you doing, Erica? You all right?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I'm all right. Yeah, well, I'm ready to get into this thing. All right, let's go ahead, you know. Let's go ahead and deal with the elephant in the room. What happened? Mm-hmm. What happened?
Well, you know, what it really boils down to is there was at the foundation what I feel was spiritual abuse that was manipulating me into believing that I had to stay. And so ultimately, you know, it took about 2 years from the time that I realized that, you know, it wasn't working. You know, ultimatums, they say don't work. And I'm not a person who falls into these mindsets of believing these absolutes just because I have this one experience. But in that case, an ultimatum didn't work. Get help, get anger management, get therapy, you know. It didn't work. And so at the end of the day, I had to make a decision to walk in my own personal power to leave this relationship that was not serving my life the way it needed to. And so that's it in a nutshell. And I wrote a book about it. There was a lot of healing in the process of writing that book. And as I wrote that book, it was my prayer that the women who would read the book would receive the same type of healing that I was receiving, because it was very freeing to, number one, leave a relationship or the marriage that, you know, had me in this low place and feeling like I couldn't do things a certain way or make decisions for myself. You know, it was like, because I'm a part of this entity, I was no longer a person who had a brain of my own. That is what I was made to believe, the way I was supposed to operate. And I came to a place where I had to own that I am my own individual person, and that I don't ever have to tolerate abuse from anyone, and that I have a right to leave if they choose not to, you know, take action that would help us to move forward in healthy ways.
Okay, so What do you mean by spiritual abuse? What happened?
In a nutshell, spiritual abuse is when people use things of faith to manipulate you into believing that you are required to tolerate or deal with specific things. So in my case, I was told that I had no right to leave my husband, although they were aware of the physical abuse that was taking place. I was told I had no right to leave. I was also told that I didn't have a reason to leave because it didn't fall within the realm of the biblical reasons why you're able to leave a marriage. I was told that I was going to curse my daughter's life if I left my ex-husband, because then we would have a broken home and she would not thrive. She would grow up to not be a healthy human being as a result. So those were just a few of the things that I was told as far as being spiritually abused and being manipulated into believing for spiritual reasons that I was not supposed to leave my ex-husband.
Okay, all right. Now, I did a whole spill on this. Mm-hmm. You know, I just wanted to ask, because, you know, I did a whole spill, you know, mm-hmm. because matter of fact, I believe I put it in my book as well. And one of the things that bothers me about it is that you're claiming, and it's just a claim, you know, mm-hmm. you're claiming that God wants you to be in a difficult situation. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't. That's right. Not what he wants for his creatures. So, but that's the claim. That is, right. You know, if once you get married, it doesn't matter, you know, whether the marriage is abusive, whether it's making me miserable, you know what I'm saying? I have to stay. Uh-huh. This is not correct. So, so who was telling you this? You don't tell me no names anymore. I don't want no names.
Right.
You know
what I'm saying?
But, you know, where was this coming from? Was this coming from parishioners? Was it coming from mm-hmm. friends or former mm-hmm. friends? I mean, where was yes. this coming from?
It was definitely coming from friends who were in ministry and in the church that I was going to at the time. There were in-laws who were insistent about these things, as well as the ex-husband. I was literally told that I was not a woman of God because I was choosing to separate from him. And so, you know, at the end of the day, what really helped me to move forward was allowing myself to disengage and disconnect from these people. Because what I realized is that I was getting a consistent message from people who shared a commonality, which was our belief in God as Christians. And because of the fact that I was, you know, absolutely in ministry and able to hear from God for myself, there were moments where God was literally jacking me up like, hey, you know, I've revealed this to you. I've shown this to you. What they're saying is not more important than what I'm saying. And I really had to come to terms with what I know I was hearing from God and take my next steps based on what I knew. And that all happened when I unplugged from these outside voices that were giving me this just bad advice.
Okay. All right. So you get the divorce. When did you decide to write the first book? When did that come? Was that still during the marriage, or was that after?
I had actually separated from him at the time that I wrote the first chapter, which was actually a speech that I had written for an event that I was going to attend. And ultimately, I was able to write that book over the course of about 14 months. And I feel like it took so long because I'm a writer by nature. It's very easy for me to write. It flows a lot for me. But I feel like it took 14 months because as I was writing, I was going through processing some of the things that was coming out. And so I had to allow myself to grieve the marriage. And then my father passed away the same year that my ex-husband packed his stuff and left. So I lost the two most important men in my life in the same year within 6 months of each other. I think it was about, 6 months of each other. And so I felt like I had to prioritize grieving my dad before grieving the loss of the marriage. And once, I feel like I went through about 6 months of intense grief where I just disconnected from everybody. And then when I got to a place where I could actually file, because I even put actually filing the divorce on the back burner to get through that season of dealing with grieving my dad. And just that process was something that was very freeing for me, because although I still had to continue communication because we had a child together, there was that element of not having to necessarily have day-to-day conversations or having to interact with him physically, because like I said, there was physical abuse that took place from time to time. And I even found myself sometimes continuing to defend him because I didn't want, and we live in a time now where what you do in your past will make you lose a job that you've been on 5-10 years now. And so I honestly, in my heart, didn't want him to lose opportunities or to go through, being berated about being an abuser because of the way I presented this information. But I even got to a place of healing where I realized it was not my job to protect him in that way. And it's just, I continuously find myself going through layers of healing. I don't know if you remember when I actually was doing those lives that you mentioned earlier, I found myself processing some things as I was doing those lives, because the whole goal was to share information about domestic violence awareness, because October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and to help people to understand how they can be supportive of their friends who may be dealing with that, but also to share my testimony so that people can understand that there's not a face to it. I may look like this, but you have no idea what I've been through. And I found myself crying on some of those lives. And I'm like, what is going on? Like, why do I feel like this? But I realized that I still had layers of healing to deal with. And I think that's important for women to know.
Okay. All right. So when did you start the mindset coach? Let's talk. What is that? What is a mindset coach, first and foremost? What is that?
So a mindset coach is a coach that helps people to unlearn things that are not serving their lives and then facilitate them learning what will help them to facilitate personal development. And so for me, like currently on my platform, I'm talking about personal power. That's a very important foundation to walking in courage, to being bold. So I feel like as a mindset coach, my job is to help women to understand what's crossing your mind when you go through these situations. Now, how does that align with where you'd like to be? And if it doesn't align, how can I assist you with developing that mindset to get to where you really want to be?
Okay, so when did you decide to do this? Was this still during the marriage or after?
No. So Inner Beauty Reigns was actually born in that season of us being separated. And it really came from the Holy Spirit revealing to me that I could not allow my bitterness to take hold of me in that season, because we all know it doesn't even have to be a divorce. If you've gone through a relationship and had a breakup, sometimes you can feel some sense of bitterness. And sometimes that bitterness can drive you to do things that you don't necessarily like. And so as I was dealing with some things and I felt that bitterness just taking hold, the Holy Spirit literally spoke to me and said, inner beauty reigns. And I just, you know, sometimes the Lord might speak to you and you're like, no, I don't want to hear that right now. But I really had to take a step back and look at that entire situation and say, I mean, I could fight fire with fire, but that's not going to help anything. I can figure out ways to, and ultimately we ended up parallel parenting versus co-parenting, because when you're dealing with certain types of abusers, they think they're right about everything, even when you are reasonable and fair in how you communicate and approach problem solving. And so I realized that I could not allow the negative things that I was feeling, whether it was bitterness or resentment or any of those things, drive my interactions with my ex. So.
Mm. All right. Okay. I got the mindset coach thing there. All right. I want to talk about this book because look, I love to write. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't know if a lot of people know, but I got some books out. You know, they're not as good as yours, but I got some stuff out. Anyway, tell me about the process that you went through to get the books out. What did you do?
So, like I said, it's easy for me to write. And because I draw inspiration from almost anything, it takes nothing for me to sit down and write quotes or anecdotes or books in this case. And so the process of The Courage to Walk Away was the first book. That was the result of me going through the separation, the divorce. And I share more than just the marriage dissolving. I also share how I was able to overcome childhood hurt as it relates to my father not being present. I talk about struggling with alcohol addiction and how that helped me to forgive my mom for her lack of presence in my life. And so that was really about helping others to learn how they could take their mess and turn it into a message, or help them to learn how they have learned how to navigate life as a result of what those experiences are. And then when I wrote the Affirmations of Courage, this was where the mindset coaching started, because for me, affirmations were a very important part of me going through my abuse recovery healing. It was something that helped me to rebuild my self-esteem. It helped me to really solidify my identity as a woman outside of being a mother, because I think those are distinctions that are important. And then when I got to the point of writing the Courage Manual, this was really kind of the cliff notes of the Courage to Walk Away. And as I put it, it's this five pillar, just understanding of how to walk in courage, how to make the decision to walk away from things that are not serving your life, and the importance of developing that courageous mindset. Because reality is, as we go through life, we're always going to have seasons that end, and we have to be prepared to mentally assess what we gleaned from it, what we are able to take from it and apply to the future. And so because we always have this cycle of seasons ending, we have to be equipped with the mindset that allows us to effectively move forward.
Okay, so where do you think you're at now? Give me a synopsis of where you think you are now, man. Mentally and spiritually. Where is Erica at now?
So there are three steps to the Inner Beauty Reigns mindset coaching process. That's healing, evolving, and thriving. And thriving is where I am. I can't effectively teach someone the basics of healing and evolving and then getting to thriving if I haven't done it myself. And in my Facebook group, I tell my women all the time, like, this is what I'm dealing with now. This is what I've gleaned from it. This is what I want to share with you about that. And to show them that I'm human too. I'm still going through things too. But the important thing is that you are intentional about learning from these experiences, because what good is it to keep repeating the same cycles in life? We all have goals. We have things that we'd like to attain and things that we'd like to do. And at the end of the day, if we're not pursuing those things because we keep repeating the same cycles, what's the point?
Okay. All right. Let's talk about the company. Let's talk about the inner beauty brains here. All right. So when did you start this?
So Inner Beauty Rams was born in 2017, somewhere between January and April of 2018. The Inner Beauty Rams came to me first, the words Inner Beauty Rams. And as time went on, I really just kind of started writing blogs and just sharing quotes. And it was really just, you know, a Facebook and Instagram page where I was just sharing quotes and stories. And then I started to go live. And so that was big, because although I've never really been afraid of public speaking, it was still different putting a face to those quotes, if that makes sense. And as time went on, as I was going through my own healing process, I just started to see that the story of overcoming abuse was resonating with women. I had women who were inboxing me saying, I read your book in 4 hours and I'm talking about pastors' wives inboxing me. Like, it kind of blew my mind at first, because for me, I know the fear that I dealt with in walking away from the marriage, and I wasn't a pastor's wife. And so because the church can be very harsh and judgmental on people sometimes, and I wanted my platform to be a safe space for Christian women to be able to say, my church experience has not been good, or these are the things that I have been dealing with and I don't know how to handle it, and allow it to be a way for us to come together and reframe what our faith is, because we should be allowed to do that. We should be able to evolve in our faith without people telling us we're doing it wrong, because at the end of the day, it is up to each person to walk out their faith. So that was really the foundation of it. And it has just continued to grow and evolve as I've gotten more ideas. And now, you know, becoming a certified life coach, I'll be done with that in a couple of months. I'm excited about the transformation that Inner Beauty Reigns entails, because at the end of the day, when you allow your inner beauty to reign, your life is more productive. It's more effective. You're able to walk in purpose. And that's what it's all about.
Okay, so what does the average day look like for Erica? What are you bringing, like, when you get up in the morning? What are you coming with?
Well, so really, like I said earlier, I draw inspiration from everything. This journey has been one that has made me intentional about my self-identity. And so every morning when I get up, so I have 2 children, I'm a divorced mom, we talked about that. And so my day-to-day is really me making sure that my children are good, and then making sure I'm good. And as I navigate my day, I always find ways to inspire other people, whether it's me posting a quote on my page or going live in the Facebook group or taking time to write and journal, creating affirmations. All of those things are a part of my day to day, if not daily, you know, at least 3 to 5 times a week, because, you know, parenthood can sometimes can get the best of you. But, you know, I'm intentional about those things. And I do still have a day job. That my passion for transportation and logistics is something that I don't feel will ever go away. And so while I pursue the entrepreneurship, there's a balance to it that I have now learned to manage more effectively, because I was struggling for a little while there.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay, so now we got to get into this now. You know, so I mentioned to you, you know, you know, I mentioned to you on the pre-call, I said, we got to talk about it, you know.
That's
so,
right.
You know, what does your personal life look like now? You know, where's the dude at? Is there a dude?
No. Let me tell you, I kind of knew this would come up. And it's funny because the last few months, I have really been just thoroughly enjoying my singleness. And when I say thoroughly enjoying it, it's not about, because I know a lot of people say things like, oh, I don't want anybody to answer to, I don't want to have to answer to anybody or get permission. It's not about that for me. It's about being in a season of enjoying myself, enjoying my life, learning myself, because although I feel like I've gotten to a certain point in my journey of self-identity, there's an evolution that's always taking place. And so having this time to really learn about myself, learn how I relate to my children, that's very important to me. These things have occupied me. And I even had a moment, I was cleaning up a couple of months ago, and I looked around my room and I thought about the possibility of being married again. And so I'll always believe in love. That is something that no matter what I've been through in my past, I will always believe in love. I do desire to be married again, but I'm just not in that season. But as I looked around my room and thought about the possibility of sharing my space with somebody, I was like, I don't want to share my space right now. And I don't know when I will, but when that time comes, you know, I will embrace it, because that's another thing, learning how to embrace the cycles that I go through. You know, it's like last year I had a moment of, I want to be in love again. And I allowed myself to embrace that. But when I really thought about the commitment of being in love, I said, I deserve full commitment and he deserves my full commitment. And so I'm gonna sit down and hush. But yeah, I'm enjoying singleness.
Okay. All right. Okay. So you saw my post yesterday, right? About the live stream, right? You saw my post?
I did not. Okay. You
got to
refresh
right.
My memory.
Okay, well, I'm going to start going live on Saturday mornings.
I did see that. Yes
I'm going to start going live on Saturday mornings.
Okay.
Yeah, Facebook, Instagram, yeah. You know, I might call on you, you know, come on in, you know.
Share some
space with me so we can, like, you know, talk about, because it's not going to just be about relationships. I'm not going to just come on and talk about relationships every week. Sometime I'm gonna have guests on, sometime we have a panel on, you know, we're talking about current events, you know, self-care. We're gonna talk about a lot of things, you know. So you know, I'm looking forward to that. You know, the idea just came, you know, I got the stuff. So I said, let me go on and put this thing up. All right, so just share some tips with the women, you know, so they can get their inner beauty together before we get up out of here, Erica.
For sure. So really, I, like I said, right now, you know, and I'm actually going live at 3 to talk about personal power. And this week's theme is about the plug versus the outlet. You know, we always hear people talking about the plug, you know, but what about the outlet? What about the conduit? What about the source? You know, I think that we as individuals need to really understand our personal power. The fact that we have a choice in everything that we do in life, understanding that everything that we choose to participate in, if at any point it's not giving what it's supposed to give, you have a right to say, okay, this is not what I thought it was going to be. You know, can we have a conversation? Can we recalibrate? Can we revisit what we may have talked about this was supposed to be? But, you know, I think it's so important, because I have these conversations with women all the time. And after last week's class, I had a woman tell me that she had just had an experience where she had taken her daughter to get her hair done, and the hairstylist was playing music that was inappropriate, you know, for the child that, you know, sitting in the chair, listening to the music as well. And she said she wanted to say something to the stylist, but she just couldn't find her voice. And she even mentioned that she was uncomfortable, but she didn't want to make the stylist uncomfortable by asking her to change the music. And this was the perfect example of how we sometimes lose the lose our voice and lose that sense of personal power because we don't want to offend people or we don't want to, in that case, make somebody else uncomfortable. But reality is, if something is making you uncomfortable, you have a right to say something, no matter who it is, no matter what the situation is. Obviously, there's a level of diplomacy and tact that's necessary in order to communicate those things. And that's a part of what I'm teaching in this personal power series, because I think a lot of times, especially as a Black woman living in this time and the whole notion of the angry Black woman, and we always have an attitude, that's a part of inner beauty reigns. I teach women, you don't have to respond to this negative narrative that we're angry just because people don't know how to receive us. It's okay to be blunt and direct. You don't have to change your approach as long as you're being tactful. It's okay to say, I'm sorry, but this music is inappropriate. Do you mind changing it? It's how you say it. Mm-hmm. Everything can be said if you know how to say it. Right. And I think that's really important for people to understand. And I think a lot of times people don't know how to formulate those sentences. Like, it's like the whole notion of telling somebody they have bad breath. You know, I know some people are like, they offer a piece of gum and the person refuses. There's a way to say it. There's also a tone in which you have to say it. But the bottom line is personal power and understanding that you have a right to execute it, and understanding there's a way to execute it. That's the key.
Okay, Erica, tell the people how they could get in touch with you and get the books and things.
Absolutely. My name is Erica Anderson. I am mindset coach, founder, and CEO of Inner Beauty Reigns. You can visit the website, innerbeautyreigns.com. Follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Inner Beauty Reigns.
Excellent. Yeah, it's good. I'm glad you came on the show. You know,
I am too. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I wanted to have you on the show. I didn't know at first how to ask you to come on the show. I said, man, she ain't gonna want to come on. she ain't gonna want to come on that chumpy. But I'm not one to be like, okay, well, I'm not gonna ask. You know, so at least I'm gonna ask. Right. You know, even if I think she's gonna say no, I'm still gonna ask anyway. You know, I'll take the no. You know, but you agreed to come on. I appreciate you coming on, Erica.
Thank you for having me. It's so good to talk to you.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Real pleasure. That was Miss Erica Anderson. She is the founder and CEO of Inner Beauty Reigns. She's also a published author of 3 books, and she is a divorced mom of 2, which is an accomplishment. All of those things balled up into one, and she seems to have everything together, and is doing great work for the divorced women, and we appreciate her coming on. If you want to get in touch, then go to her website, innerbeautyreigns.com, or just get in touch with her on Instagram. She also has a Facebook group. We will put all of those things into the show notes of the podcast so that we can make them available for you. Also, as always, follow me on Instagram at Lewis_Morris_coaching for daily relationship tips and advice. We're always trying to give it up for the couples and the singles so that they can navigate this relationship realm with spirituality, love, intimacy, and trust. As I mentioned to Erica during the podcast, we're going to be doing the live streams on Saturdays at 11 a.m. We're going to start that on the 23rd, I believe it is. And we're going to keep it up. We'll be going live on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. I don't think I missed anything. Yeah, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter. We will be going live, and LinkedIn. We'll be going live every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. We're going to be talking about more than just relationships. We're going to be talking about current events. We'll be talking about self-improvement and a host of other things. So I hope that you guys will join me there. Please like and subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen to it, Spotify, iTunes, iHeart. I mentioned last week that we've also been added to Amazon Music. So if you want to subscribe and like the podcast over there, we would really appreciate that as well. The book is available in audio and in paperback, The Patterns of the Power Couple. You can get that by going to my link tree, which is linktr.ee/LewisMorris. You can get it in paperback or in audio at linktr.ee/LewisMorris, LUISMORRIS. We also have the 10 Relationship Tips audio series. You can pick that up there as well. We have a fantastic book that we highly recommend on the link tree as well, 500 Questions to Improve Sexual Relations. If you want to get that, that's available there. And the apparel from Bonfire and the accessories and apparel from Redbubble. Summer, spring and summer is on the way. So if you want to, you know, get you some t-shirts, you know, support the Heart Matters brand, we would really appreciate that. Once again, I thank you guys for allowing us to get on Amazon Music. It was something that I just found out about, you know, at the spur of the moment. I didn't even know about it myself. I was looking up some things on my phone and just happened to see that the Heart Matters was now available on Amazon Music. And that is due to the support of all of you. And I appreciate that. And please continue to invite people to listen to the podcast and read the material in the blog post and visit the website. Oh, one more thing before we get out of here. Don't forget the freebies that we have over on the website. Go to LewisMorrisCoaching.com. We have 4 freebies. We have the Relationship Rescue Plan, the Get Your Groove Back Worksheet, Relationships in Rhymes, and the Heart Matters. Go over to the website, LewisMorrisCoaching.com, and pick up those freebies and download them for yourself. I appreciate you guys' support, and I will speak to you again soon.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Heart Matters podcast. For relationship, spiritual, coaching, and resources, go to the Heart Matters brand link tree, which is linktr.ee/LUISMORRIS. That's linktr.ee/LUISMORRIS. And we will see you again soon.